I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
Hello, friend, and welcome to the Voice of Hope. This program is produced by Heralds of Hope. We use electronic and print media to proclaim the message of hope in Jesus Christ around the world in 17 major languages. Every time we air a broadcast, whether it's here in North America or in some other part of the world, our goal is to bring people hope. Hope from God's Word, the Bible. We believe that the only true sources of hope are God and His Word. And so that means that only Christ followers have a realistic hope of something better, the hope of the resurrection, the hope of eternal life. No matter what circumstances we find ourselves in, that hope enables us to say, "It is well with my soul."
It is well with my soul.
You know, today is the second Sunday of the International Days of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. And when I think of suffering believers and the hope that sustains them, I think of our brothers and sisters in northern Nigeria. They suffer repeated attacks from both Boko Haram and the Fulani tribal herders who live around them. The loss of lives and property is staggering, but it has largely escaped notice on the wider world stage. We broadcast into this region in the Hausa language, and just a few weeks ago, Transworld Radio sent us the latest report on our weekly broadcast. The report period was from February to September of this year. In those 6 months, we aired 23 15-minute programs, just 23, one program a week. Do you have any idea how many responses we had to those 23 programs? 6,406. That's an average of 278 responses to every single 15-minute broadcast. That's astounding. Let me share a couple of these responses with you. Here's the first one. I'm a Muslim and enjoying the truth you are preaching. No abusing, but preaching the sound truth. Please pray for me. Then here's another. I'm enjoying your 15-minute program, Heralds of Hope. It is very clear and always well presented. And one more. I'm your regular listener, though I'm a Muslim, but enjoy the truth you are preaching. Thank you, and pray for me. My friend, these broadcasts are helping people find a solid foundation that can't be shaken. Christ followers are encouraged, and unbelievers are coming to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Now, in a few moments, Dr. Yoder's message will help us evaluate the foundation of our lives to make sure we're settled in God's grace. But before Dr. Yoder speaks, let's pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, our intercessor. We're so grateful for the mercy you've extended to us through him. And just now, we plead for your mercy and your grace to be poured out on our suffering brothers and sisters in northern Nigeria. Thank you that we can minister your word to them each week. And thank you for each one who partners with us through their prayers and financial gifts to make these programs in Nigeria possible. Lord, would you bless and reward them as only you can. And now bless the teaching of your word to our hearts as Dr. Yoder presents his message, Get Settled. I pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
You know, any builder knows that a solid foundation is essential for any construction. And most buyers are very careful when they look at a property to make sure that the foundation is secure and sufficient to carry the building. We learned when we were at North Pole, Alaska some years ago, where the permafrost is widespread, it is necessary to make sure the foundation is built upon the solid area because the permafrost heaves and thaws and freezes again so that if one builds on the surface, he will have problems with the foundation. When Jesus closed the Sermon on the Mount, he made a very striking comment. I'm reading now Matthew 7:24-27. Here are his comments about a solid foundation. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. You see what I'm saying? We need a solid foundation in life, and God has provided that foundation for us so that we can get settled. I would like to take you now to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the last verses of the book. That is 1 Peter 5:10-14. I want you to listen to the word of God from Silvanus, the companion of Peter, and here are those words: "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand. The church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you, and so does Marcus my son. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen." Now let me lead you to discover the several factors of grace which will enable you to get settled. The first factor is the source of grace. Here are some of the most elevated, most inspiring words in the New Testament. Listen again. "But the God of all grace," do you see it? The source of grace lies in God. He is the one from whom grace comes. And grace is required because God is just. Hey, meditate on that a moment, my friend. The justice of God requires that he is gracious if we are to experience anything except condemnation. Without grace, all would perish. There would be no hope for us, no hope at all. But God is gracious. He is the source of grace, and that grace comes through Christ Jesus. He is, as we may say, the purveyor of grace. He is the dispenser of grace. He is the one who brings grace to us. In him, we experience grace, the grace of God. He came to make that grace available to us, even during our sufferings. He is a purveyor of grace. He brings us grace. His intent is to mature us. The Bible says, make you perfect. That is, to bring us into maturity, to help to bring us into all the experiences that grace makes possible for us, and to establish us and to strengthen us and to settle us solidly. That grace comes through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Yes, he is to be glorified because to him be glory and dominion forever and ever, the Apostle Peter says. Glory and dominion. Right now, I'm thinking about what the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 2:7. There he spoke something like this. He said, it's going to take the Lord the ages to come to show us the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us. That's wonderful. Oh, my friend, can you understand that the source of grace lies in God and that it comes to us through Christ Jesus? He is Master and Lord. To him will be glory forever and ever. He will have dominion. Here then is an important factor of grace for our settling. God is the source. The second factor is the stand in grace. The Apostle Peter had as his companion a brother by the name of Silvanus. Silvanus. It is thought that Silvanus was another name for Silas. Silas was a faithful brother in the church of Jerusalem at the time of the conference in Acts 15. And Silas accompanied Paul and Barnabas back to Antioch and elected to stay there. He stayed in Antioch, ministering to the church there. He then became the Apostle Paul's fellow missionary on his second tour. When Paul and Barnabas could not agree as to whether or not to take John Mark, then Paul chose Silas and went on his second missionary journey. On that second missionary journey, they went through the countries that Peter names in the beginning of his epistle. We spoke about that when we started this exposition. 1 Peter 1:1, Peter said he was Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the sojourners scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Those are the areas through which the Apostle Paul and Silas traveled during the second missionary journey. So we believe that Silvanus was Peter's companion and probably the scribe who wrote this letter. He is also mentioned in several of the Apostle Paul's letters, And when Apostle Paul wrote to 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he mentions Silvanus. He calls him Paul and Silvanus and Timothy unto the church of the Thessalonians. He says this also in the second letter, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians in God. So Silvanus had a wide ministry, but I'm getting to the point now that the purpose of this epistle, the purpose of this brief letter, the Apostle Peter says, is to exalt and to testify that this is the true grace of God in which you stand, the grace of God. He was encouraging them. He was confirming them in the grace of God. Therefore, he spoke about it this way, in which you stand. The Apostle Paul also used that same idea when he wrote to the Romans in the 5th chapter of his book. He mentioned the fact that he wanted them to stand in the grace of God. Let me read verses 1 and 2 for you. That's Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Wherein we stand. When we use this idea of standing, we're talking about an area bounded by the love and mercy of God. The idea, of course, here and in Romans is the stability of it. You stand in this grace. You're not moved about. You're not tossed about with every wind of doctrine, as the Apostle Paul speaks about it in the Ephesian letter. But the idea is to stand in grace. Getting settled is what I'm talking about. So here is another factor. Important factor of the grace of God is to stand in it. There's a third factor, which is the scope of grace. Now, we want to look at verses 13 and 14. The Apostle Peter refers to the church which is in Babylon. I get this idea that the body of Christ is universal. The body of Christ is everywhere. I referred a moment ago to Peter's opening words of his epistle. There he spoke about those areas, Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. A little glance at the map would tell us that Babylon is some distance away from these other areas, the areas to which Peter is sending his letter, many miles away. We know from biblical history that the southern tribes of Judah and Benjamin, known as the Kingdom of Judah, were taken captive and carried to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar 586 years before Christ. We also learn from the biblical record that not all of them came back. Only a handful came back with Ezra, Nehemiah, and Zerubbabel. So it could well be possible that Peter found a very viable mission field in Babylon. Peter was the apostle to the circumcision, we learn from the Galatian letter, and he may well have gone to Babylon to minister to these Jewish people who had not returned to the Holy Land. The scope of grace, however, is what we're thinking of. Here are the people in Babylon. Here are the people in Asia Minor. Here are the people in Jerusalem. Here are the people in Rome and everywhere. The grace of God was manifest. Then Peter, we bless him for it, refers to Mark, my son. Mark, called in Acts 13 John, we think it was John Mark, had accompanied their first missionary party from Antioch. However, when the going got rough, he departed and went back, probably back to Jerusalem. And now the Apostle Peter refers to him as my son. Perhaps we can understand that better when we think of Peter's own experience. You see, Peter had denied the Lord. Peter had gone back on his commitment, and he was graciously restored by his master Jesus. Peter could understand Mark, how he felt after having abandoned the missionary party. And Peter reached out, I believe, in compassion to Mark and calls him my son. Bless you, Peter. We need leadership like that, don't we? Leadership who will reach out to fallen ones and restore them by the grace of God. Then he suggested to them that they express the grace of God through fervent love. through the kiss of charity, through the kiss of love, that the peace of God would possess them, peace in Christ Jesus. Here then is the third factor of grace, the scope of grace, to help us to get settled. So then, to get settled, we need to apply these factors of grace, the source, which is God, the stand, which is steadfastness, and the scope, which is the body of Christ universal. Then, we can experience the peace of Jesus. Now let us pray. O Holy Father, righteous God, we give thanks to Thee for the grace of God so freely bestowed, so wonderfully brought to us by Thy Son Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. I pray, bless my friend and me, that we might rejoice in the grace of God, and that that might settle us securely, so that we're not tossed about with every wind of doctrine. I pray in the precious name of Jesus, Thy Son, our Savior. Amen.
My faith has found a resting place, not in a man-made creed. I trust the ever-living One, that He for me will plead. Enough for me that Jesus saves, this ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to Him, He will not cast me out. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and rose again for me. My soul is resting on the Word, the living Word of God. Salvation in my Savior's name, salvation through His blood. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and rose again for me. The great Physician heals the sick, the lost He came to save. For me His precious blood He shed, for me His life He gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and rose again for me.
My friend, is your life settled in Jesus? Is He the foundation for life and all that you do? If He is, then your life is built on something permanent, something that cannot be shaken. You know, the grace of God is big enough to keep you in every circumstance. And even when death comes, you know you'll be in the presence of the Lord. So there's no fear in that for the believer. On the other hand, if your life is built on your financial security, or your personal property, or your possessions, or perhaps your position, or your employment, all of those things can be taken away from you in an instant. And then what will you do? Where will you go? Who will you turn to? And what meaning will life have when all those things are gone? By God's grace, we can help you find a lasting foundation in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you write to me, I'll be happy to send a copy of this message to you. When I do, I'll send all the other messages from this series from Peter's Epistles. All 30 messages from our series are available in a paperback book called Sojourners in Faith, and you can receive a copy just by writing and asking for it. The title of the book, once again, is Sojourners in Faith. If you'd like a copy of this book, just send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or write to us at The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or just pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. And this program is also available to you on an audio CD. We invite you to visit our Facebook page to see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events, or read an encouraging testimony. And it's also an easy way for you to send a message to us. We'd love to hear from you. Now, once again, to request your copy of Sojourners in Faith, send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or write to The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533, or call our office toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. If you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter or donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org or by calling our toll-free number 1-866-960-0292. And when you send your gift, ask for your copy of the book, Sojourners in Faith. We do depend upon God's grace and your fervent prayers, along with your generous financial support, to enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Thanks for being with me today, friend. I hope you'll plan to join me again next week for the Voice of Hope. And until we meet again,
when the storms of life are raging and you feel that there's no end, through the trials and temptations, He'll be your dearest friend. Just turn your face toward heaven and keep your eyes on Him. His guiding hand will lead you, even though the paths are dim.
You got to hold,
hold on a little longer.
Hold, yeah, you got to hold,
hold on a little tighter.
You got to hold,
hold on a little stronger to the Master's guiding hand. When old Satan's doing bad and you feel that all is lost, just remember Jesus won the war when He died upon the cross. When your burdens are so heavy that you shed a bitter tear, keep your faith in Jesus, 'cause heaven is so very near.
You've got to hold,
hold on a little longer.
Yeah, you've got to hold,
hold on a little longer.